Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The point is that there's some games you don't get to play unless you're all in. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can.
Snap to A-Rod, looking downfield, being flushed. Rolling left, winds up, rainbows it high and deep. It is caught for a touchdown!
Yes!
A miracle!
Yes! Can you believe it?
Unbelievable! You walk up there and say, no play, everybody. Don't jump. There's no play. Just look at the body language.
Rashee Rice, say it ain't so, man. God damn, Pat. Another injury.
Matt, looking like fried rice now, buddy.
Looking like fried rice? I don't like it, Pat. I don't like it. We're 4 weeks in to the NFL season, the fantasy football season, and we've got way too many injuries to actually count. What the hell, Pat? Have you seen a season like this? Do you remember a season like this before?
I mean, there's been a few, but like this early, this fast, it's like really
well in big names. These are like, these are all elite names. They're not like
big timers. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not like third, fifth, sixth round picks. They're, you know, one through four round picks. So like, these are like monster injuries.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it. Anyways, welcome everyone to All In Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Dennis. You can follow me at Fantasy Matt EFN. As always, with my bro, my brother, from another mother, Pat Wendelken. You can follow him at CityStars136. Pat, how'd you do last week? It was kind of a crazy one.
I kicked some ass. I did well. My numbers were fine. Yeah, dude. I was
Dude, you balling? You shooting money up in the air?
Well, man, yeah, I think I was like 5 out of 6 with W's, and
oh damn,
I'm in first place in 3 big money leagues, and last in one, and then like second place in another, and then mixed in the best ball, small realm. But successful, important weekend for me, and I survived the injury bug again.
Dude, so here's the deal. I'm not doing as well as you are. So this week, I think I'm 12 of 25. This is actually one of the worst years that I've ever had. I'll also say, too, that I realized I'm not that good at best ball. So, like, majority of my teams that have lost are usually in best ball. Such a lineup, I'm fucking crushing that shit. But I'll say this, Pat. So, like, in my oldest league, Shake and Bake, I was 0-3. All right. I was down by like 20-something points. I had 2 players left. I had Mostert in the lineup, which I put in beforehand. Obviously did not play. And I had Ken Walker. And
okay,
I won. So that's all I got to say. Ken Walker fucking carried my team to a victory. So that team is 1-3. But I loved it because it was like, as soon as I saw Mostert was out, I was like, yeah, I'm probably fucked. And then all of a sudden, I looked at it like afterwards because just Ken Walker had 3 touchdowns, dude. It was an insane, like, Monday Night Football was action galore.
Yeah, man. It had some juice for sure. I liked it.
I
had a lot of interest because I had leagues. I started Jamar and Monty. So I had I was very heavily invested in the Lions backfield.
Hell yeah.
And it came out very successful, and I did win. I saw the dragon. That's all you got to know.
That's all that matters, man. We got to win. We got a dub. We're here. We're executing.
And now we're ready in week freaking five, baby.
Dude, we're all quarter way through ready. The year. We are quarter way through the year. Can you believe that? We wait all year, like 9 months for this day to come, for us to kick off football. And then you blink an eye, and you're already a quarter way through the fantasy football season. Week 14 is the end of it. Crazy, we're already at week five, so like do the math. So you just start shaking and baking, start making some moves, whatever you need to do to keep your team relevant. Oh, yeah. It's all good. But yeah, so this week we're going to talk about Pat's going to take you through some injuries and updates. There's a few of them. He's got some news. He's got a little bit of a shake on his news. He wants to do things differently. So I'll let him have the mic on that. And then as we're quarter way through, I figured the best way to do it as we're, you know, quarter way through, 4 weeks in, beyond 4 weeks in, to talk about our biggest busts for this season and things that were the biggest surprises from a player perspective. So we're going to shake it up a little bit, do things differently than we've done in the past couple of weeks. But now is the time to talk about like biggest surprises, biggest busts, and move on. And how can we capitalize on that? So, Pat, with that being said, it's all you.
Thank you, Matthew. I greatly appreciate it, like always, my friend. Let's start it off with the fried rice, man. Mr. Rashee Rice, looks like he's going to be out with a torn ACL, season ending. Sucks to see when your quarterback is the one that takes you out on the play. Very disappointing. Had a great outlook coming up. You know, he was going to be the, you know, solid, at least a top 10 wide receiver with him being the main target.
Oh, so he was a monster,
solidly
dude.
Moving on his way up. Sucks to see him out. The beneficiary of this one's going to be the next man, Xavier Worthy, for sure. I mean, he's a clear cut number one, and I don't know who else. What are you going to say, Juju Smith-Schuster? I mean, there's no one else really going to be over there, man, in Kelsey. Other than that. That's it, man.
I mean,
so it sucks,
it's good
bro.
For Kelsey. I mean, let's talk about that for a second, right? So it's good for Kelsey. Like, he's had a horrible season, and then he actually had a really good week last week as far as scoring. I think he scored 16 points in most fantasy leagues, depending on the scoring system, you know, PPR, half PPR. But yeah, he easily, hopefully, will be stock up for Kelsey. But yeah, it sucks for him, Rashee Rice. Knee was basically been backwards, Mahomes' helmet hit him right on the kneecap and basically bent his whole entire knee backwards. Not what you want to see. So, yeah, he was in excruciating pain. They could barely get him off the field.
Yeah, when they carted him off, he was covering his face, man. You could tell.
He knew.
He knew it right away. I said, that sucks. And nothing you can do, man. That's the way it ends. That sucks. But I'll give you a little bit better of a news. So,
let's go positive. Positive, man.
Yeah,
Come on, man.
You know, looking at what's going on around the league, I picked a couple things out. And the one thing I was going to say is, you know, this guy, Bucky Irving, man, he's caught my eye. And I was going to say, man, you know, he's about taking about 50% of the goal line snaps now, man. It sucks because there's always a positive and there's a negative. So Mr. White is just slowly fading on out. So, I mean, realistically, Bucky Irving is going to be
clear cut. In 2 weeks, it'll be his backfield. It'll be 80-20, 70-30 in 2 weeks. Trust me.
Dude, he only ran four more routes than Bucky. So it's only, you know, a matter of time to what's going to be happening over there. So clearly it's going to be the Bucky Irving show very, very, very soon. So that's big news, man. A lot of people have been looking into it. We told you about it last week, picking him up off the waiver wire, and it's clearly coming in fruition. That he will be your Tampa Bay Buccaneers starter coming up very, very soon. So that's pretty cool, Matt. We got 100%. That one and
put that
in the bag. So
I was watching Red Zone, and whenever they got close, it was the Bucky Irving show. Like, I don't think I saw White close to the end zone at all. It was always Bucky Irving. Like, they were running that guy. I mean, they have a lot of faith in him for a rookie. You know, and we're giving him all the opportunities that he needed. So yeah, if you've got him, awesome. If you got Rashad White, I would be very cautious of what the next couple of weeks have to come. Maybe try to trade him off if you can. But yeah, it's an Irving show.
Yeah, for sure. Unless there's some kind of forsaken injury like usual. Other than that, it is going to be his backfield to lose. Talking about something, you know, another positive story, Matt, that I really take, and I have this gentleman in a couple of my teams. Scary Terry, bro. Loving him. He has now had two top 15 finishes over the last 2 weeks is clearly Jaden Daniels shiny out there. And Jaden Daniels, QB1 in fantasy over the first 4 weeks, bro.
And that's where it's all about, you know, owning up when you do something well and you've got the good take, and also owning up when you don't have the best take. And I've always thought Jaden Daniels, elite talent. My biggest concern with him was whether or not he, at a small frame, would have issues in the NFL. He said, fuck you, we're good, we're running this thing. And dude, some of the balls, dude, some of those passes, Pat, dropping dimes. Dude, that's what in college, that's what he's notorious for, dude. At LSU, even at ASU.
He looked amazing.
Arizona State, he did the same thing. Yeah, dude, he is an elite quarterback. Props to him, man. Washington's got their quarterback of the future, so that's awesome, dude. Love it. Love to see it.
Dude, it was beautiful to see, man. And I actually got to see some of these past few games, you know, when they played the Giants and they played this past week. I got caught some glimpse in it, man. Just Jaden Daniels looks absolutely solid, man. It's exciting to see. And it's cool to see Terry be, like, scary again. And he is scary, Terry, the way he's becoming, man. And he's actually grabbing everything that's thrown to him. He's like Spider-Man out there, bro. He grabs it, and he grabs it and puts it right into his chest and holds it in for everything. So very impressive, man. I love it.
Dude, it's kind of crazy to think about, like, Washington a year ago, where they were to where they are now. Like, the relevancy that they have now.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I mean, from Sahal. And then, you know, Brian Robinson as well, like, how he's balling out in that offense. I mean, dude, it's crazy.
Plus the ownership change, the whole franchise is going through a makeover, and it's
there's
a good
so much
thing.
Energy.
Good for them, dude.
There's so much energy right now in the Commanders, dude. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, man. I hope they keep going. All right, let me give you bad news. Gotta throw something negative. Jonathan Taylor has a high ankle sprain. Sucks, man. You know, you like to see him be what he was, you know, a couple years back, and he's just fighting that bug, man. And
he had the same thing last year too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's just like, he had that big year. It was like, yeah, and then it's like, no. No, not again. Didn't get past week four so far. And you know who's up to plate is now Mr. Trey Sermon. So that's that waiver guy. Need that man.
Waiver or pickup, man. Drop some money. Because, again, here's the thing, too. We talked about this, Pat. Like, two things that linger a lot throughout the whole entire season. High ankle sprain and hamstrings. Like, those are the two things that, like, no matter how good you think you are and like, oh, I feel great. All it takes is that one push. That one kind of acceleration, and you're back to like, oh, there it goes again, and you know, hamstring.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, so like, dude. He could say he's good after a week or two, and then he goes in the lineup, and then he's injured again. So it's a very long lingering injury that, you know, it takes a lot of time to heal properly. So,
agreed, my friend. So that little negative. Now I'm going to go medium, not too negative, kind of positive. So Carson Steele. Wasn't really steel. He's a little flexible. No, wasn't what we expected. People put a lot of, you know, stock into him. Not looking too stylish.
Yeah, I gotta interject for a second. So like when we were doing the Sunday start shit, it like live, there was so many Carson Steele questions, and we were all hammering Carson Steele, Carson Steele, Carson Steele, and he did nothing. Obviously the fumble pulled him from the game after that. Like they were done with him after like, that, but like
you're done.
Sorry.
Hey, man, it happens. You know, we're not in the field. So Mr. Kareem Hunt is back in action. Back
Hey-o.
In his home field.
Hey-o.
So we'll see what he could pull, bro. You know, as he relive, you know, bring back some of them youthful vibes when he first started making it into the scene. So I'm excited to see what he has to do with. This is kind of cool news. I'm in the area. So as I say, Breece Hall, man. he's being fair. He's being nice in the sandbox, especially in that backfield. Even though it was a super ugly game this past weekend, my lord, versus the Broncos,
dude. The fucking Jets lost, dude. Let's just talk about. Hold on a second. Let's
talk about. Oh yeah,
dude. That was so. Like we started out Sunday's start shit with like, what is the game? What is the team that's gonna win? Like, what is your lock in? And I was like, Jets at home, can't lose against Denver. Come on now, ain't gonna happen.
Rookie quarterback, great defense.
Dude, amazing defense. Not even great, amazing. Like, probably top five defense at home. Yeah. I forgot about the weather, to be honest with you. But even that shouldn't matter. Like, if you're going against a rookie quarterback versus a seasoned vet, And all those offensive weapons on, you know, on the Jets side, and wow. Yeah, so I own up to that. Sorry for recommending the Jets in a survivor pool. My bad.
That's all good.
But still, dude, like, listen, holy shit. Like, that was one of the worst games ever, dude.
No. Listen, it was just very, very embarrassing. That's all I could say. Because my friends were at the game.
I was going to say, you're there. The rain, so, like,
miserable. What was the shit talk?
What was the shit talk after?
After, they're like, Rob Saleh needs to be fired. Just the usual, like, Jet. Well, dude,
Aaron had a chance to, like, drive it to win it, and he didn't even pull it off. It's just like,
it's mind-boggling, the whole team. So I don't know, but
yeah,
anyway,
I derailed. Sorry, I derailed you.
That's all right. No, that's cool, bro. So Breece Hall and Braylon Allen, man, they're splitting, dude. Looking pretty solid, the two of them.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Oh, man, they're playing nice. Braylon Allen is absolutely a monster, bro. He is a tank, and he only had two carries less than Breece Hall. So that just shows you that that's going to be a true split backfield. So the Breece Hall stock goes down. The Allen stock will be on the rise for sure.
Yeah, crazy.
A little something extra. So
I mean, crazy like how bad of a game he had. I mean,
yeah.
Breece Hall was like, dude, the whole,
everyone had
unplayable.
A bad game, bro.
Fair, but I mean, like, yeah. Breece Hall specifically, like, you think of that. So again, the weather was that bad, right? So you would think that in those settings, you'd rely on the run, right? Like that.
Yeah.
Would be
100%, dude. I was watching that game, and I'm like, what is going on here?
No, it's Aaron Rodgers trying to be
ground and pound.
Oh my god, dude! It should have been 80% run, you know, 20% pass. Well, no, Aaron Rodgers tried to throw the ball 42 times and only 23 runs.
Embarrassing, yes.
And only 23 runs, dude. Eight were to fucking Braylon Allen. 10 were to Breece Hall. 10 rushes for Breece Hall for 4 yards.
Oh, man.
And you throw the ball with that weather, dude. Like, even watching it, like, you know, on TV, they're like, wow, it's not really windy, but there's so much rain. So, like, you could barely grip the ball.
So I'm going to give you the description. So it wasn't just like a heavy rain. It was like a heavy,
like a torrential,
misty, thick, gross. Like,
it was hard to tell on TV, to be honest with you. It just looked like it was like a rain.
It would be off and on, but it just wouldn't let up. Let's put it that way. And that's it, man. It was just a shitty game. And Bo Nix comes away with the win. He looked like a superstar, and he was so happy. Good for the guy.
But why are you trying to throw the goddamn ball? Why are you trying to throw the ball 42 times, dude, in that type of weather? Like, I don't get that at all.
That's the problem when you have a man of his stature that's very arrogant.
Egotistical.
Yeah, for sure. And you have a conflict between Hackett, Saleh, and Rodgers. That's just what it is. I mean, there's nothing else to say, so... On to the next. We don't have to waste our time with the damn Jets.
I like picking on them because I hate Aaron Rodgers. So carry on.
So on a good thing, Justin Herbert's clear number one. Ladd McConkey, absolutely,
yes,
dude.
Sir.
Dude's doing absolutely solid, balling out every week after week, looking amazing. So I mean, he should be on everyone's. Should be picked up. He shouldn't be available at this point in time.
If he's available, like, you're not playing fantasy football, dude. You're sleeping.
You're in a bad league, by the way, too. So, clear number one. Looks great. Now I'm going to give you the real snooze. And I can just tell you, he's just part of, like, just – I can't even describe what's been going on with a lot of people. But there's a graveyard, and it's just loaded with tight ends, man. It's gross. It's gruesome how bad these people have been. Like, Mark Andrews, one target, no catches, gives you a big fat zero. The man used to be an absolute stud. He was your one or two with Kelce, always, you know, like, Mark Andrews, good, reliable guy. Zero. Guy's just unbelievably
horrible. Second week in a row, by the way.
I got to tell you something right now. He's definitely in that category. You can pretty much drop him sooner than later. I don't see you holding on to that much dead weight. And it sucks.
You would drop him then. That'd be who would you pick him up or who would you drop him for? I guess you could say
Dalton Schultz. Give me somebody, anyone. I mean,
somebody's got the heartbeat, right?
Listen, I'll take anyone that doesn't give me a zero. How's that sound? I mean, like literally. Dude, I mean, fair. If you think that's about fair. What's going on, it's actually really gross. What's been? Tyler Kraft, Otten. I mean, there's a lot of people like you would want to take way before him. You know?
Did you see the game or did you see live like the pass that was actually thrown to him? Did you see it?
No, I didn't get to see it.
Okay, so literally he was wide open. He was basically running a crosser, so he's going across like maybe 5 yard crosser, maybe 8. Hit him right in the hands, wide open, nobody near him, and he just dropped it. Like that's he could have gone from the 15, 20 yards, and he just like literally just hit him in the hands and just dropped it.
What do you say? I mean, what can you say?
I don't know. Pat, think about this. Like we've been in fantasy football for I've been in this since like 2008, 2009.
Many moons.
Right. So have you seen like this bad across the board of tight end play? Like even back in the day, like there's tight ends that were like tight end one, tight end two, guaranteed. Here, there's probably 4 or 5 that we assumed would be potentially in the running for tight end one. You know, Kelsey, Andrews, Laporta, who am I missing? McBride. Who's the fifth one? Anyways, fill in the fifth blank, whatever it is. And
yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
Right. So you got all those are in competition for the top 5. And every single one of them is literally just nothing on their face. Like,
yeah.
Absolutely. absolutely like worthless at this point. Crazy.
Yeah.
It's just so weird. It's just so weird. I mean, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know.
Nobody knows, which is like the weirdest thing. Like, it's just weird.
I know. Like, I'm like stalling here, it sounds like, but I'm not because it's just like mind blowing from what was there to what isn't there. You know, I don't know, man. It's just the way things have been and the way it's going. It's just not what it used to be.
And again, it's not like, you know, like Mark Andrews, for example, right? So, and you could even say Kelsey the same way. Kelsey scored some points this last week because of the fact of Rashee Rice got injured. But before that, the targets were not there. And, you know, you have Mark Andrews the same way. He has 2 targets over the last 2 weeks. Like, how is that a thing when he's your number 2 option in the offense? You know, maybe even number 1. How are you going to look at it? Like, how is he only getting 1 target a game? So fucking random.
I digress. Matt, I agree. Yes. Then I'm going to go to Kyle Pitts, another droppable tight end.
Oh, dude, he's worthless.
3 targets, no catches, 0 points. I mean, you know, it's funny because I tried trading for him before in the season, like, you know, just in a couple of dynasty, you know, best ball dynasty things. And like, oh, no. I'm like, dude, at least
he's untouchable.
Decent.
Yeah, he's now, untouchable. Like, you can't do that.
Untouchable, Mike.
Yeah.
Now look at you. So go ahead, keep him, bro. I mean, like I said, it's a graveyard, and I'll just go straight into it, bro. Screw it, Matt. I'm going to tell you right now. I know we're going to go into it, but like, there's some bad news bears, and I put all these tight ends that are slowly but surely just creeping in. You know, you have all these people that want to be, tight end. Yeah, all right. If you
ship
took
is
your
sinking.
Tight ends the way they were, oh, it's sunk. You're almost hit rock bottom. There ain't nothing getting out
here,
of
Pat,
that.
Pat, tight end tank. It's all about the tight end tank. They're all fucking tanking.
Let me tell you something
right
now.
They're all fucking trash.
It is. Let's put it this way. It's bad.
Oh,
it's real bad.
There's like good. There's mediocre. There's bad. And then there's like 20 levels beneath that. That's a tight end trash. That's what we're dealing with. So it's not even bad. It's like 20 levels beneath bad.
I honestly am beyond. I don't know, man. I don't know really what to say because I didn't think it was going to ever come down to being this bad, especially in a tight end. Usually, oh, yeah, looks great. And it's like, not really. You know what I mean? Like, what do you say? You know, like.
Yeah. Well, here's also a crazy thing, too. Like, I'm looking at the Ravens and the Dallas Cowboys game, right? So same conversation last week. Lamar Jackson only threw 15 passes. How do you win a game 28-25 in today's NFL? I mean, granted, they had Derrick Henry, who ran Derrick Henry shit. But, like, how do you win a game by only throwing 15 passes? Like, they know what you're going to do. They ran the ball 45 times and only threw the ball 15.
I mean, just, I know. Listen, there's not, think about it, bro. Like, one of the top tight ends, I'm just saying, give me a couple examples real quick. Like, little tight end rant.
Yeah, let's riff, dude.
Dallas Goedert.
Yep.
Surpassed him. Kittle. Pass him. They're higher. Brock Bowers.
You talking about for the season, or are you talking about for that week?
I'm talking about for total season right now.
Okay. All right.
Like, this is who we're looking at. I'm just giving point you some scored. Rattling
fantasy,
off. The
fantasy
point
scored.
Point scored right now. Okay. Bowers. Your boy, Cole Kmet, right there.
Cole Kmet, who did shit for the first 2 weeks.
All right. So that's your, and then Isaiah Likely. That's your top five tight ends. Okay. Think about just. Put that in your little brains. Like, think about it. That's your top five. And you would never, when you're drafting, you're not putting Kittle maybe touches top five. The rest, you're like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Then Freiermuth, then McBride, Kincaid, Zach Ertz, Ferguson, still haven't heard any of your boys yet, Tyler Kraft.
Who actually, hold on a second. Tyler Kraft was actually the backup tight end. He was not even the primary tight end that we projected at the beginning of the season. Correct. He was supposed to be the secondary tight end. Now he's like taking over the lead. So you also got that too. Because it looked like Musgrave was actually the tight end one in that offense. But nope, Tyler Kraft.
Yes. And then now you're going to hit, here's Travis Kelce with 30 points on the season after 4 weeks. He was getting 30 points a game at one point in time. On some great games.
It's so nuts.
I mean, it's really easy.
He's only
then Mike, then Mike Gesicki.
That's what I was going to say. Look,
Hunter Henry. Then Laporta. I mean, then Kyle Pitts.
He's only
got Laporta and Pitts are 26 points on the season. Total.
Bro, this is like mind-boggling, dude. So like Travis Kelce, depending on point scoring, it may vary. But Travis Kelce only has one more point than Gesicki does for the season. Travis
Kelce. I don't know what to tell you.
Gesicki.
And can I tell you this? I don't even know where Mark Andrews is. Because can I tell you, Mark?
Oh, I scrolled down. I can't find him, dude. I don't know
where that is. You gotta be on like another page because.
Where the dude?
I'm on page three. I still haven't found him yet.
Disley, who literally has not had any. So like, Will Disley is higher than him. I found Will Disley. I haven't found Mark Andrews yet. I found Noah Gray. Who's the second tight end in Kansas City? So you've got two tight ends for Kansas City that already popped up before you even get to like Mark Andrews. Oh, there he is. I found him. So like Mark Andrews is just above, or is actually below Wiley, who's a backup tight end in Tennessee. And
so wait. So
1 point ahead of Hurts, Hayden Hurts.
So how many points on the season, Matt?
I have 13 in the league that I'm looking in for Mark Andrews. 13.
That's embarrassing. Just
four games. So, 4 games, 13 points.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man.
And this is a full PPR league, too, by the way. So, like,
yeah,
you can just.
In my league, he's right by Wiley, too. He's got, I have him at 12.5, and that's it. And the rest of them are all unknown tight ends.
So here's the stats, Pat.
Yeah.
6 receptions on 9 targets, 65 yards.
That's crazy.
In 4 games.
Crazy. Crazy. Crazy, Matt.
Like, he would have 65 yards in a game any other season. Like, holy crap, dude.
I mean, I don't think I've ever seen such dramatic falls in a position ever in my life this quick. I mean, maybe they could turn it around. I mean, we're going to week 5. Fantasy season goes by quick. But where you drafted these guys, I know you're sick. 90% of people are just like, what? Like, why and what and how and... It's unexplainable. It's like the unknown, dude.
The tight end U is now tight end PU.
Oh, it's gross.
Like that shit just stinks, dude.
Gross. Gross, gross, gross. All right. I'm off that rant. What's going on?
That was a great rant, though, Pat. I mean,
yeah, I
got to
be honest with you, man.
I love it, man.
You got to be real with it. I got to point it where it is. And, you know, all these big tight end guys and Hogs. I'm like, yeah, how you feel now, bro? You're sucking wind now, aren't you, buddy? Ain't nothing there. So
you're going to draft a tight end in the second round, third round. Yep, there it is.
Yeah. And the people you at the end, picking the people that are not tight end heavy are probably like outweighing half these people by a long shot. Another news, your boy, your homie, Anthony Richardson, day-to-day with an abdominal strain. Can't stay healthy, bro. It's just, it is what it is, man. It's just how it is. It's the year. I already knew it, man. It's kind of the writing's on the wall. It's just how it is. He's going to be one of those quarterbacks. Maybe it's an Indy. Maybe it's an Andrew Luck thing. I don't know. They're all just can't stay healthy. You know? I don't know, man. I'm telling you, man, I'm not. For where people are even drafting him, I was like, dude, you're risking it. The risk-reward factor, I'm not in love with that at all. I mean, that's just me, though. I mean, I know there's a lot of Anthony Richardson guys. That's cool, but that's on you, and I'm not in love with it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree. I think his arm talent is mediocre at best, you could probably say. So, I mean, you know, obviously there's a lot in his legs that he's got, but when you rely on that so much – like he does. I mean, there's risk, you know, it's like anything, there's risk. Like, and here's the thing too, like, you know, as fantasy people, we love rushing quarterbacks. Well, guess Pat, do you know who gets injured the most in NFL? Like what position gets injured? Like, no, what position gets the most?
Injuries? Running back.
100%. Why do they get most injuries?
Yeah.
Because they get hit.
Running.
They get hit. They get hit by linebackers. They get hit by defensive ends. They get hit by the big guys. And there's injuries that get involved. So, like, that's, you know, the beauty of a rushing quarterback is you get the points. The downside is we know that running backs aren't even going to make it through those types of hits. And they're built for that. They are running backs who are built for that. Yet we look at quarterbacks as, like, they're not going to have the same, subjected to the same potential, you know, hits that like the running backs are like, and that's
you're right, 100%.
It's part of it.
Here's a little stat, dude: 3 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. So your ratio is way off already. 3-6, ain't I mean?
Yeah, how many passing yards? How many passing yards in 4 games? Well, we'll call 3 games.
654 yards thrown.
What's the completion to pass attempts?
Hold on. He's attempted. Hold on, man. This my computer's freezing. Hold on.
You're good. I can pull it up too. Hold on.
I apologize on this issue I'm having here.
No, but I mean, like he had one amazing year at Florida. I'm not saying he's not talented. That's not the conversation. But you know, as a quarterback in the NFL, like you have like there's arm. Like you have to be able to also throw and not just be one dimensional. And I think that's the problem currently is that like he had a couple of bad games. And I think he's, you know, like when he starts to rely on running too much, teams will start to gear on that. And then, you know, that takes away your ability. That's all that I'm going to kind of say.
Yeah. He's 21.
What's that?
I don't know, man. It's just 21 attempts. It's like, there's some weird numbers here. I don't know why it's coming up oddly. 40 yards. Different thing. Yeah, but anyway, like I said, Anthony Richardson's not feeling him at all, dude. It's not looking, all
right,
not looking
so good. So I've got it right here. So 77 attempts, 77 attempts, 39 completions in 4 games. Obviously, he's hurt, so pretty much call it 3 games because I think he's hurt pretty early in the game this past week. That's a 50% completion ratio, which is not at all good in the NFL. And 654 yards and 3 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, sacked 4 times, 30 yards. So
yeah. So there's nothing quite attractive in that one. So I mean, hey, what am I?
Well, I mean, good luck. I mean, hopefully it's not serious for him.
Yep.
He's super athletic. He's got talent. So like, hopefully he can put it together. But I just think like in general, and this is what I talked about earlier. You know, go back to Washington Commanders. You know, my biggest fear with Jaden was like when you rely on running so much as a quarterback, they're not,
yeah,
especially Jaden, he's a smaller guy. And I'm not wishing injury on anybody by any means. It's not, never what I'm saying.
All right. Let me throw this at
you. Hold on. I just need to clarify yeah, some things from this weekend is that I'm not also, glorifying injuries. But no, when you run a lot and you're a quarterback, especially a smaller frame, like there's the risk of being injured. That's all that I've ever said.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's pretty normal to say. I mean, I get it. So check this out.
Yep. What do you got?
Talking about these quarterbacks. So Lamar right now in fantasy through these, you know, four games, number one, Jane Daniels is quarterback two. Baker Mayfield is quarterback three. Geno Smith is quarterback four. Sam Darnold is five. And Justin Fields is six. So that just shows you what the hell is going on. Okay.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I think it depends
bro.
On the numbers too. I think you might be in a 6 point per passing.
No, this is
touchdown.
4 points.
Is it four?
My,
no
my
shit.
League. Yeah, that's four. Just so you know.
I've got Jaden. I mean, they're all similar. Just maybe flipped in position. So I've got Jaden Daniels one, Lamar Jackson two, Baker Mayfield three, Sam Darnold four, Josh Allen five, Field six, and then it kind of goes on from there. Dak Prescott,
and then Hurts. Yeah.
Geno. I've got Geno, then Hurts. So yeah, it's a slight different. But to just tell what we're reading out depends on if it's 4 or 6 point per passing touchdown.
6 point, correct.
It could change, and also how your scoring system is. So. As we're saying, these are the rankings. Don't like pull it up and say like these guys don't know what to talk about. Like we're looking at things slightly differently because we're looking at based on the leagues that we're in. So just want to lay
correct,
it out there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Six all and right. four sorry, will make off. A difference. I agree. That's cool, man. Like I just said, it's just the year, and it's got
it's a crazy year, dude.
From the tight end to the quarterbacks. If you're just looking at it, like there's a lot of luck this year. I'm going to put it that way. If you drafted a little wonky, it might have worked in your favor this year. If you missed something or who the hell knows, because if you're looking at it from like on paper in the beginning of the year to what it looks like now, you're like, holy shit, my team probably either shit the bed or this looks crazy or you got to make a trade. Because I'm at the point in time in one of my big league where I'm in my league, I'm 0-4 and I just end up playing someone that just outscores every week. It's just like that team that always has the highest points that week is me. And it just happens, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Dude.
And I'm underperforming. That's just the way it is.
Dude, I'm 0-4 in a league. Like I said, this is probably – you and I talked about this before we jumped on. I've been doing this for, like I said, 18, 19 years, whatever it's been. I don't really know. But I've also been doing this many leagues for the past, like, 3 or 4. This is by far the worst season that I've had because there's so many injuries. There's, like, so many injuries. We talked about this at the intro is that – at the elite level positions, it's not like low level, second tier, wide receiver two, wide receiver three. There's like the elite are being injured consistently. So, yeah, dude, it's my season looks like trash. But to your point, we're a quarter way through, and this is the point where you decide if you want to go all in and if you want to try to right the ship. And sometimes you need to sell high or, you know, overpay. But this is your opportunity to determine if you want to actually keep playing or kind of just let the chips lie as they are and see what happens. So,
and if you're in redraft, you got to move your ass and
you
got to
move because they know next year,
like,
dude. Because it means you just burned
your money. No, it's just the money's there now. The money is now. The time is now. You make your move. If you're 0-4 and you're 1-3, you need to steer that ship, fix the rudder, get the sails correct, get your ass back in gear and figure it out. You still got time. I mean, the odds of you winning it is super slim. I know it's a very, very low number.
No. I disagree with you. I disagree with you, Pat.
Really? 0-4? That's tough, dude. 100%.
You know, all you need to do is make the playoffs.
That's all. This is true. Yes.
How many times have you snuck into the sixth seed, and like the last week, and then the next thing you know, you're going from like the sixth seed. I've won championships in the sixth seed. Where it's like you just need your players to actually execute. Like I've had elite teams that literally have been almost undefeated the whole entire season, and then in the championship, they shit the bed and score like 80 points, and I get destroyed 140 to 80 points. So it's like anything can happen. It's about getting in the playoffs. Like week four. Go ahead.
It could change. It could definitely change
depending on
you know how it is.
Week four, you're not looking at a championship. Week four, what you're focusing on is getting the playoffs. That's what should
you
got
to look. It's like, you know, how can I get to that sixth to fifth area? Like you want to be on the bottom. Like I'm in the 11 out of 12. I'm 0-4. At the six, someone's 2-2. From in 6, 7, 8 is all 2-2. 9, 10, 1-3. So there's still a shot. Someone's 4-0, and the rest are 3-1. So really,
you're not worried
about
the 4-0 guy. Fuck the 4-0 guy.
Yeah, no.
You're not going to catch him.
You want to. the 2-2 guy is who you're going to nip. That's who you want. You're two wins away from tying him in a way. If he loses two and you gain two, you're tied him. That's what I'm just saying. I mean, there's other factors clearly, but yes, you need to make a move. And you're in redraft, you need to make a move. I will admit that. It is time to wake up a little bit. And then the last but not least, Davante Adams finally wants out. We knew this was coming, God damn it. This is no surprise. Where does he land, Matt? Does he become the Jet that everyone thinks he wants with Rodgers? They want that big old reunion. He wants to go back to a green colorway jersey. I don't know what it is. Or does he go to a team that actually has a true shining out of the division? There's a lot of questions to be asked and answered, and I think we'll see it. I think we'll see an answer within the next 2 weeks. That's my opinion. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, we'll see an answer. And you and I talked about this before we jumped on. Like it's easy for everybody to kind of say, like, he wants out, he's going to go to the Jets. Well, it requires Las Vegas to say, hey, Jets, are you going to give us what we want in order for you to get what you want? You know, it's not like the Jets are going to sit there and say, we're just going to pluck him because we want to pluck him. Like, the Vegas has agreed to that. So, I mean, there's two sides of this to any trade agreement, you know, and Vegas holds the upper hand. They don't have to let him go. If they know the Jets want him that bad, they could say, okay, pay up. Give me a second. And if they say no, then they could be like, okay, fine. Guess what? You're Matt, not kidding. It's easy to say he's going to go. Okay.
I got a better spot. And this is my opinion. Derek Carr and the Saints.
Do they need, like, as good as they look, do they need him? That's a question. The Jets, I would go back to, like, the Jets really need him because the offense does not look good. Like, they do not look good. They do not look
cohesive. I don't think Aaron looks good. I don't even know if that really changes.
Fair. No, look at Garrett.
Let's throw it out there, bro. Garrett Wilson.
All right, let's talk about the duds of the season so far. Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson. I drafted him, my first round pick this year. He landed me at that 9 spot. Goddamn disappointment, dude. There's nothing else to say other than that. Now, do I blame all him? Absolutely not. Aaron Rodgers is the helm, and it is what it is, you know?
You could also go back to fucking Breece Hall. What is Breece Hall
another
done?
Another one.
Dude, yeah, people drafted him as, like, the running back 2. Or 3, yes, depending on, like, how you want to evaluate it. Like, if you know, Breece Hall.
Look how good the first pick went.
Right, you got CMC.
McCaffrey.
Yeah, you got McCaffrey, who's obviously, who knows when he's ever come back, if it's even the season at all. Apparently, he's got an infection in one calf that, like, jumps to the other calf afterwards.
I'll tell you this right now, dude. He's not. I think it's slimmer and slimmer he comes back anytime soon. I think we're way, away, away from seeing him.
It just so we're completely going off the rails at this point.
And I know. I
love it, dude. Bro, but this is combo.
This is a little freestyle today. We're doing a little.
Yo, for all in. This is what we do at Elite Fantasy Nation Podcast. So if you guys want to follow us at YouTube, you guys can follow us on YouTube, and also we also do our own podcast on Elite Fantasy Nation for audio. You know, anywhere you can find the feeds. Same with where you find South Harbin. But yeah, we riff a lot. So this is what we do. We've done the past few weeks where it's like, you know, studs and turds, but like this, we jumped on and we're just like, let's just talk. It's like, there's a lot of frustration this season from fantasy managers, and let's just be it. We're fantasy managers at the end of the day. Like we analyze the stuff, we give our opinions, but we're also have money on the line, you know, like this affects us too. So like the frustration that you're seeing is real, you know. You got people that drafted players very high, and this is what we get.
I'm going to give you a couple of people that are in and around Garrett Wilson, okay? And he's and this is, like I said, now this is like 6 points, classic touch, you know, PPR, whatever. So Garrett, he's tied with Quentin Johnson.
Oh, okay? My God. Quentin Johnson had 2 touchdowns. That's it. That's all he's done this whole entire season.
He's got 43. For me, it's 43.6 points. That's what Garrett Wilson has for me. Quentin Johnson has the same exact number. Lat McConkey has 44. He's above him already. Devontae has 44. Jerry Jeudy has 45. Okay. Darnell Mooney.
Jerry
has
Jeudy 40. in the one of the worst offenses in Cleveland that you could possibly be in. The Browns are like the Browns, the dirty Browns.
Your boy, Darnell Mooney, 46, has more.
I called it.
Trey Tucker. Just saying.
Trey Tucker.
JSN. DJ Moore. Again.
The list goes on and on and on.
And then right underneath, another one that's in a crappy one, Amari Cooper at 42 and Jalen Waddle at 40. And then it goes underneath and he's going down the other way. But
Pat, so you just said pathetic. You just said two Cleveland Browns. You said Jerry Jeudy and Amari Cooper.
Yes. Yes. He's like pinched almost between, like, not that far apart from everybody. You're looking at
you've got a very bad quarterback who's basically giving two wide receivers, squeezing, you know, Garrett Wilson in between the two of them. And then you've got a Hall of Fame quarterback who can't even get Garrett Wilson above the two of them by a landslide. That's crazy.
That's all I'm saying. This is
welcome to Fantasy Football 2024.
Is the twilight zone this year. I mean, let's be real. I mean, this is, and that's why I said, look where I put Garrett Wilson. That was my 1-9, and look where it got me, shafting me.
Mm.
And it, can I give you like the top, my, what I see right here? Can I give you like my top six right now?
Let's break it down.
And think about what you put it. Think about where you would pick
your top six of what? The top six of what?
Like top six drafted this year. Top six drafted wide receivers on average, like average ADP in fantasy wide receivers. Now I'm gonna give you the top six current after week four. Okay.
Okay.
Nico Collins, one.
Well, no. You just said get the top six that were drafted. You just said that's what you're gonna give. So get the top six at
like
ADP.
I'm gonna give you like I want to give you the six right now, and then we're gonna go like the ADP six.
Go.
That's okay with you?
Go the other way. Go the other way. Because take from drafted expectation. I know you already have it set up. So I mean, I'll filibuster. But yeah, I'm
so go ahead.
Pat's trying to riff, and I'm throwing Pat off.
All right, look, CeeDee Lamb, one.
Right? Yes, guaranteed one. 1-1 for most people.
One. Let's go with that.
Hill.
Tyreek Hill, two.
Yeah. Jefferson.
I'll go Jefferson. Amon-Ra.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase.
That's five.
Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson. I would say
fair.
Six.
That's six. Okay, fair.
Okay,
that's
there
six.
You go.
Cool.
Perfect.
Sorry, I just want to set like words.
Yeah, the parameters. That's cool.
Yep.
Yeah. Nico Collins, one right now. Malik Neighbors, two.
I do. That's so insane. I saw that too. I actually saw that earlier today. That's nuts.
Justin Jefferson, rookie. Three.
A rookie. Hold on a second. A rookie who
Giants. Don't get me started with Daniel Jones.
I know. Whoever said it's Daniel Jones, like he's not, he's got a lot of targets, but like the points may not be there. Like number two. So sorry, I cut you off.
That's okay.
Nico Collins.
Malik Neighbors. Justin Jefferson hits the ticket. That's the only one so far you're going to see.
Which Sam Donald's balling like a mother.
You're looking great. Jalen Reed at four.
Woo! With 2 weeks of not having Jordan Love as a quarterback. Too,
insane. His 82 fantasy points. Chris Godwin. Old man Godwin at five.
Okay? Old man G.
And I'm going to give you a J, Juwan Jennings at six. Okay, that just shows you. And Juwan Jennings is the third on San Francisco.
Well, yeah, he had three touchdowns.
Could
one
be
game.
Almost
I mean,
be the fourth.
That's going to be skewed. That's
going to
be skewed by that one game. But yes, I know what you're saying.
But you see what I'm saying, though? Like, I'm just giving you, like,
I feel
what's
you.
Going
I feel
on.
You, my dear brother. I feel you.
I'll go down two more. Here you go. DK Metcalf, seven. Jamar, eight. CeeDee Lamb, nine.
CeeDee Lamb is number nine.
Nine. Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Times.
Ten. St. Brown list at 10. That just shows you, I'm just saying, that's where we're at. And this is the wacky year. I just don't know what to tell you anymore, but that is where you're at. And this is the type of year we're going to have. It's not going to get any better. It's going to be wild. That's all I can tell you. It's a wild fucking ride, man. And I love it.
Bro, it's a wild ride. And I'm going to tell you about some disappointments that I've had, but I'm going to ask you a question, Pat. Can you pull up top 10.
Go ahead.
Running backs and wide receivers. Pull up flex, scoring. And we're going to go through the top 10 for running back and wide receivers. Because I can guarantee you there's going to be more running backs in the top 10 than there's probably going to be wide receivers. Is my assumption. My assumption. Not guarantee. My assumption.
Okay. Unless you're going to pull it. I got it. Okay. Yeah.
Let's go. Number one.
Number one. Oh, man. Hold on. This is a little wild. I don't even know how, hold on. On a flex? Yeah, season total. This is weird. This doesn't make sense. For some reason, it's not working for me. Oh, here. All players. I got it. I only hit current available players. All right. You're right. So your top three are running backs right out the rip.
I didn't even look at it. I did not even look at it, and I knew it. I knew it.
Alvin Kamara, number one.
Okay.
Saquon Barkley. I'm giving his flowers. I was way off on that.
Oh, we're going to talk about him in a second. Yep.
Yeah. Derrick Henry, three. Nico Collins, four. Malik Neighbors, five. Justin Jefferson, six.
Keep going. Go down to 10.
Jalen Reed.
Jalen Reed?
Kyron Williams.
Running back. 4-4.
Yep.
We're at 8. Four running backs. Wide receivers. Godwin, Chris, 5.
Yep. Juwan Jennings.
Oh, okay. So that's where wide receivers kick in. So like...
Yeah. No. The wide receivers took over though.
But four out of the top... So PPR, full scoring. Four out of the top 10 top scorers in flex, meaning, you know, wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, four of them are running backs, which I can guarantee if you went back to last year, it's probably two or three. That's nuts. That's how different. No, we don't need to. What do we need to? They don't hear.
I hit it already, but it's a total season for 23.
That's fine. Let's do it. Let's do top 10.
I'll go real quick.
Do it real quick.
You're definitely wrong, but it's okay. So number one is CeeDee Lamb, McCaffrey, Hill, St. Brown, Puka Nacua, Breece Hall, AJ Brown, DJ Moore, Mike Evans, Travis Etienne.
So stop. That's only three running backs out of the top 10. I said three.
Yeah.
You said I was going to be wrong. I was right.
No, I mean, I kept going. I was looking at a little head over here, too.
It does, like, and it took to, like, number nine to get the third running back versus we got, like, four running backs in the top eight.
Well, you have, because McCaffrey's always there. And then Breece.
And McCaffrey's not even playing. So think about if McCaffrey is playing. Like, dude, it's insane.
Yeah, I don't know. That's nutty. Nutty season,
I love it,
man.
I love it, man. We're riffing, dude. I love riffing, dude. All right. All right. Let's come on. Now, we got to jump back in. We're like 50 minutes in.
All right. Cool, man. Go ahead. Run your set. All right.
So we're talking about real quick. We'll just wrap it up. We're going to talk about some disappointments for the season. Obviously, we talked a lot of this during this kind of back and forth. But for me, the Jags offense, man, like they're 0-4, dude. They are the worst team in the NFL. They will currently have the number one pick next year. Did anybody project that?
No, like, I saw the Giants with the number one pick last year.
Or Carolina.
Or the Patriots, which still could be there.
Yeah, but I mean like 0-4, dude. Like, holy crap, dude. There's gonna be an overhaul in that offense or in that whole entire team and coaching staff very soon if they do not ride the ship. If it doesn't happen the next week. If they lose next week, I can guarantee you like it's gonna be fire. Fire everybody, move on. That offense looks broken. They actually had decent scoring this week, but in general, they haven't done anything up except for this past week. So, Jags' offense has been one of my biggest disappointments among many. You hit on the tight end. So, we need to talk about the tight ends. We can move on from there. Garrett Wilson, we talked about him. Who else
you got? Tight end's got nothing. We could go the guy that actually I actually heavily invested in this year, and you have some shares. He's on your team, DeAndre Swift.
That's a nut shot right there, dude.
Yeah, man. I expected, that I think the preseason is what led me. Like, it was like a tease. I was like, damn, looking so good, carrying the ball, catching it. He just looked like a stud, and it just like deflated.
What?
It's just like,
you're like, what?
I'm like, what? And then I look,
signature.
Then I look at him, bro. I'm like, where's Roshan? I mean, well, that's how I felt. I'm like, dude, this dude is killing me.
And then he balls out last week. It's like, what? What the fuck? Did you wait 4 weeks to do that, dude? Come on now.
Yeah, one out of four so far. So yeah, that's the man that kind of screwed me a little bit, bro. Who you got, Matt? Give me another one.
All right, we're gonna finish it up
anyway.
We're gonna finish it up. I mean, we'll finish it up and then we'll go to the good side and then we'll call it a day. Mahomes. I mean,
dude.
Everybody drafted him as a QB1. Like, redraft, you got him in keeper leagues, you got whatever the hell you got him in, man. And we just said a minute ago, He literally is.
Like the 14th. Yeah, where he's ranked.
He's like the 14th or 15th quarterback. He's like QB 15
on that list
this year.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. It's just like. QB 15 that I have in what I'm looking at. Might be different if it's 6 point versus 4 point. This is four point that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
He's QB 15. And he just lost Rashee Rice. So it's not going to get any better.
Nope.
I mean, it's just Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy strikes again.
Crazy.
But again, I'll say this. I am benching him this week, and I benched him the week before for Sam Darnold.
As you should.
Sam Darnold is QB4 for this season.
I know. We said that before. He's top five quarterback. And Sam, I'm going to give you – now let's be honest. Let's go Sam straight Darnold. To the good one. Let's give flowers now and give our credit and apologize to this guy, rip this guy, wherever he went. Goddamn Baker Mayfield, bro.
Oh, yeah, dude. We talked about him at the beginning of the season. After week one, know, hold my beer, Baker Mayfield.
I'm like,
Baker's not
and he's
a
solid,
bust.
Dude. Got to give it to him. He's holding it down for Tampa. Solid.
It's not a Mayfield mirage. It's not a Mayfield mirage. He is legit. He has the playmakers. He has elite wide receivers that he can throw it to. And
he's a solid man. Solid.
He's
solid
balling,
man.
Dude. Yeah. I like it.
Love it. That's who I pick. Go ahead, and you can end on your note with your apology letter to this gentleman, because this is the last of the evening.
Yeah, I owe a big apology to Saquon Barkley because everybody was drafting really high, and I was like, he's older. It's Philadelphia offense. I'm not really sure how much opportunities he's going to get when they get close to the goal line. I was wrong. I can admit when I'm wrong. Nothing wrong with that. He is insane. He literally is a running back two in fantasy football right now, only behind Alvin Kamara. Again, dude, old man holding the torch, right? You got Alvin Kamara, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, top three running backs in fantasy football. They're like, suck it, hold my beer. We're not going to give our giveaway to the rookies and to everybody else. Jonathan Taylor, up until he got hurt, he was running back six. You got Aaron Jones, running back seven. Dude, the list goes on, man. Like, OG running backs. How about that? Props to OG running backs and Saquon Barkley and Alvin Kamara running the way.
Man.
Crazy. Pat, what are you looking forward to most this week? One on that one.
A win in my one big league would be great, to be honest with you. No, I'm actually excited to see some trades. I think this is the week of trades.
Yeah, there's not a lot of trades, man. I feel like it's been kind of lackluster.
I did one. I'm not too happy about it. We can talk about it another time. But I think it's time to see some slicing and dicing. I think, like I said, my advice to most people today would be, if you're on that bottom tier, you just got to get to six. So make a move or two that's within reason. The overreactions.
That's all you need.
Dude, the overreactions are not even – there's no overreactions. You're kind of going to start seeing – the picture's going to get clearer and clearer as we go. There might be a couple people that may fall off, but I think the real is the real. You know what I mean? And I think it's going to stay the way it is. So, trade accordingly. Don't – you're not tanking. You're in it. You're redrafted. The money's there now. It's not there next year. So, go for it.
Hell yeah.
What do you got, Matt?
So, I got to say a couple things I'm looking forward to as far as game-wise. How about that? Thursday night game is actually going to be good. You got Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Atlanta Falcons. Honestly, there's a lot of fantasy implications in that game. A lot. And then I'm really looking forward to seeing the Baltimore Ravens, who have not looked that great, going to Cincinnati to play your Bengals. And
I can see that.
I mean, honestly, whoever loses that may be 100% out of even thinking of making the playoffs. So
yeah, I can see that. Yeah,
that could
sense.
Be early for the top two teams that were projected to be AFC North, like running for the division. One of those teams could theoretically or mathematically almost be out of contention for even making the playoffs, let alone like running the division. It's kind of insane this early in the season. So that's a huge implication game right there, which I think it'd be awesome to watch.
I'm excited for it. On board, of course. You know me. You don't got to tell me.
Oh, I know you, man. You got the stripes all over you, dude. So there's no question about that.
Bro. And by the way, man, this is where they usually start taking off gently. Nice and easy. They had a rough start like usual. So I'm praying that this
is
it.
We'll see.
I'll be there in 2 weeks, bro. Don't worry about it. When they play the Giants, I will be there in my stripes.
All right, brother.
Screw Daniel Jones.
Yeah. F. Daniel Jones. What else you got, Pat, before we sign off?
I'm excited to see trades, man. Like, subscribe to the whole South Armin team, bro. Get everyone involved, man.
Yes, sir.
We're here for you. So keep up with us and you'll be all right.
Sunday, 11 o'clock Central Time, which is where I'm at. That's why I always say 11. So 12 o'clock Eastern Time where Pat's at. Start shit. Follow them. You've got Fizzle Fridays and Friday Live. Ask questions there. AMA Wednesday night, which is the night that this will be dropped. So follow us follow Mike and Adam and watch AMA Wednesday night. And until next time, good luck with week 5 and start making moves. If you're at the bottom, don't sit there and expect things to change. You got to make the change yourself. Otherwise, you might as well just sit there in a pile of shit. Until next time, peace.
We're out. Later.